Hello and welcome to Is This Thing On podcast number 109. I'm sorry it's late again, but I've been sick. Who'd have thought a vegetarian pate would do such damage to a man? I know, terrible. I did a thing at the weekend over at the Isle of Wight for Isle of Wight Radio, and I finished off with a lovely vegetarian pate sandwich. And my goodness, I paid the price. 2 days it's taken me to get over it. Oh. Anyway, that's enough. You don't want details. You really don't want details. Well, I've got some fantastic music, as always. I was going to do like a Christmas special thing leading up to Christmas, but I'm going to do another proper one next week, which will be a special, and I'll tell you all about that a little bit later on. Until then, I've got some great tracks. This first track, Till Dusk, great band, Till Dusk, local band, called Honey Don't Walk It, and it's got what I crave. It's got a fantastic guitar solo. Listen to this. Till Dusk.
I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Fantastic. What a great little track that was, eh? That's just, you know, no pretenses. It's just a big balls-out rock and roll song. Fantastic. And it's got a guitar solo. I want more guitar solos. Can somebody give me some more guitar solos, please? Can you? Good. Okay. Right. What have we got next? Oh, Jester. This is a great track. I met this guy, was it last year? Was it last summer or was it this summer? Some conference or other, some music-y, singer-songwriter-y, you know, all that sort of stuff that I go to every so often. This is a great track. This is called Backchat. This is Jester.
I'm incommunicado, nothing of value to say. I'm on too much medication today, yeah. But if I had an opinion, I'd phone in every line, like a chat show addict, just to keep me occupied. But I just can't see a future peddling rumors. pointless communication, but things that ain't really news are just about as important as fancy shoes. And I just can't see a future in watching those celebrity lives. And I ain't got a clue where we'll end up.
It's Keiko, and you are listening to Nick Tan's It's a Thing on Podcast.
What a great little track that is. Fantastic, and a very, very nice guy. Very, very nice guy indeed. Very unpretentious, just like, yeah, I write music, do this, that. Brilliant. Love it. And Keiko, she's a bit famous as that Keiko. She's getting more and more famous. Not due to this podcast, but lots of people that I spoke to recently, and I spoke to Matt Stevens. What's that? All sorts of seagulls. I spoke to Matt Stevens recently. I shall tell you about that later on as well. And he says, oh yeah, Keiko. And she's one of those people that I sort of see on people's pages doing things and making comments and stuff. She's a very, very nice person. Anyway, enough of very, very nice people and on to another very, very nice person. I'm just playing music today, by the way, just in case you were waiting for something else to happen. Any interviews or unplugged jukeboxes. Don't know where Paul is. Don't know where Dave Miles is. I could have done all those sort of things. But yeah. It's a busy time of year, isn't it? Are you busy? I've been a bit busy and I'm a bit quiet now, so I'm quiet for a few days. Right, Mike Gatto. Silent Outrage. To be honest, I've only heard the first minute of this song and I haven't heard the rest of it. The first minute I liked and I thought I'd put it in, and I just want to get this podcast out today, so I shall chuck it in and have a listen to it now and see how the rest is. Anyway, this is Mike Gatto and Silent Outrage.
My quiet voice, just like a ripple in the trees, holding back the words, the silence outraged me. I think I must have been dreaming when you said those words to me. Such a simple question, but raises eyebrows around the world. How's it come to this?
I've let you down, I've made you hurt. It's like I'm running backwards, I'm not getting anywhere. So just say yeah, just let the words flow out and face the facts. It's time you realize that it's lying in between the lines of every dream. My quiet mouth screams, will you listen to me? Slips away with the tighter grips that you hold. I've seen what's going on, I've seen what's happened to me. It's like my eyes are forced open by the images I fear. If you notice me with bitter eyes, I look at the twisted memories. It's the silence that rages me. Said those words to me. So just say it. Just let the words fall out, face the fact. It's time you realize that it's lying in between the lines of every dream. My quiet mouth screams, will you listen?
Hi, this is Chris from Canada. You're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
That was a bit good, wasn't it? I like that. Tell you, I really like the bass at the beginning. Really, really like the bass. What was I going to tell you? Right, the next podcast is going to be a bit of a special one because I did an interview with Matt Stevens, who I know I bang on about all the time, but he's such a nice guy. Really, really nice guy. And I've got an interview with him that I recorded earlier on this week that I'm going to do some nice things with. I'm not just going to do the interview. I want to put some of his music underneath and put a little bit of production, a bit of time and effort into it. And I'll be putting that out as a Christmas podcast that will go out next week on Sunday. Hopefully Sunday. Yeah, we'll see. I've got some other stuff to do as well, I think. I think I've got a Hot Potatoes podcast to shoot this week. If you don't know what that's about, then go onto the website and have a little look. It's another podcast I sort of helped do. Now they've been touring with the Specials. How good is that? How good is that? The next band, and it's a band called By the Rivers. And this song is called... What have I got written down here? I don't think I've played this track before. Or I might have done, who knows. I tell you what, I want to dedicate this podcast to Simon Brown. Simon Brown, you're a prince among men. And not only this podcast, I shall also dedicate this song to you. Yes, Simon Brown, you know who you are. So I'll just play the track now, shall I? Yeah, just play the track. This is By the Rivers and Take Control.
While we can, we gotta take control of the city.
was not my intention. See, more crime, more desperation will only lead to destruction. So tell me now, where do we look for answers?
Where do we look for answers?
I see, more crime, more desperation will only lead to destruction. We gotta take control of the situation. Now we have it in our hand, gotta take control of the situation. While we can, we gotta take control of the situation. Oh no, a modern war, not our intention. So let us unite, yeah, nation with nation. Why can't you see?
Hi, this is Scott Turchin here in beautiful Los Angeles, California. And you're listening to Is This Thing On?
Fantastic. What a track. What a track. I'll play a Scott Turchin track soon as well. Actually, I might play that next week. I've got a few tracks in my head lined up that I want to play next week. I'm not too sure. I've got a bit of an idea. Be a bit of a special one next week, I think. And the week after, I've got another idea for like the New Year's Eve one. I was thinking of playing some of the tracks that didn't make it through to this podcast. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if that's a good thing to do, though. You know? Do I want to play some tracks that I didn't think were very good? I don't think so. I know it's one of those kind of like blooper things or whatever. I don't know. I don't think it's a very nice thing to do. Although there are some quite funny ones. I've got some funny ones from Russia. I don't know. Doesn't sit well with me. I don't think it sits well with me, so I don't like it. Right, one thing that did make it through this week is Gray Smith. Gray! Hello, mate! Gray! I'm going to have a little rant later on. Not about Gray, but about PRS. And I'll talk a little bit about PRS. And if you don't know about the PRS because you're not a musician, you're thinking, oh, God, what's he rattling on about now? It's interesting information for you to pass on to people that you know that may or may not play their own music live in venues. And it's an important bit of information if you're a British person in this country. Anyway, let's listen to this track. This is Gray Smith. I played with him earlier on this year at a little festival in Basingstoke, which was quite a nice day. And it was quite a nice little festival. Anyway, Gray Smith, Peach.
Something I'd like to throw away. Now tell me why is this not allowed? She likes to watch the sunshine rise, pretty little sight in before her eyes, until her sky is choked by my clouds.
This is Matt from King Never, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
So anyway, PRS. What is the PRS, you're asking yourself? Well, the PRS is the Performing Rights Society. And what it does is it does a few different things. People who write their own music and record it, they join the PRS as singer-songwriters or just songwriters. And every time that one of their tracks is played on the radio, they get an amount of money for it. So that's all well and good. So that's what they do. And the PRS is a PRS, basically a collections agency. Another thing it does is a thing called a pubs and club scheme. And the pubs and club scheme is something you just sign up to. Singer-songwriters, it does. I think it used to cost £100 to join. I think it changed to £10 just after I bloody joined it. Paid £100 for it, and I think maybe it could be free now. I'm not sure. I'll put some links up on the show notes for this podcast. I forgot what I'm doing then. And what it does is Every venue is a member of the pub's... Every venue has got a PRS licence. And the venues pay the PRS to put on live music. And they always bloody moan about it. Honestly, you go to every venue and go, oh, I've got to pay the PRS for this. And sort of, and lots of musicians that play there don't sign up to the PRS. Hang on. Let me. I've jumped the gun here. So anyway, every venue that plays that has live music playing in it, and also some that just have the radio in there, pay a percentage of money to the PRS. So they collect all that money in. So what do the PRS do with that money? Well, basically, the PRS pay the money to the artists that are playing in the venue. Now, the artists playing in the venue could be artists that are being played on the radio. So that's how they get some of that money back. But also, if you're a live musician and you play live in there in that venue and you play your own music, you are entitled to a proportion of that money. And that the signing up to the pubs and clubs scheme, what happens is you get a form that you have to fill in online. You have a set list that you fill in, which is your core set list. I'm a member of this, by the way, so I'm. This is why I'm telling you all this. And you fill all the details in of your core set list. My core set list is about 12, 15 songs. And then every time you do a gig, you go online and there's a form there. It's a little bit fiddly, the form. It's not the easiest of forms to fill in, but it's okay. Once you get in there and get the hang of it, it's all right. It doesn't take you forever. And you just have to click around and find it. And it works. So every time you do a gig, you fill in another... entry on this form, and then every so often, every month or however many gigs you do, I do mine every sort of like 2 or 3 months, depending on how many gigs I'm doing. And you submit the form with all the little different entries on it, and then after a while you get some money back for it. Okay, now I've mentioned this to a lot of artists, singer-songwriters, and people in bands that play lots of gigs, and they go, oh yeah, but I can't. I keep meaning to do it, but I can't be bothered with the form. You know, I can't be bothered with the form. And they go, oh, okay, fair enough. Now, this is on top of whatever you might get paid for playing in the venue. Or if you didn't get paid for playing in the venue, you can get this as well. You get this money whether you get paid in the venue or not. It's separate from the venue. It's the PRS. It's the money that the venue pays to the PRS. Now, the reason I'm saying this is that just before, well, about 3 months ago, I submitted my claim for, because it takes a while to get through, I submitted my claim form to the PRS for the gigs that I'd done. I think I'd done about 21 gigs, plus I'd done two or three sort of festival things, and those festival things were... I did the Eastleigh Music Festival, and I did the festival that I mentioned earlier on with Gray Smith, that you just heard, and we did a festival there. Now, I didn't get paid for that festival in Basingstoke because it was a charity thing, and I didn't get paid for the festival in Eastleigh. Why didn't I get paid for the festival in Eastleigh? Because they don't pay anybody. More on that in another episode. But then other gigs I played, I did get paid. Some of them I got paid very well. But I also submitted those forms that as well. And I got my payment for this week. And I got £170. That's £170 tax-free. So that got paid straight into my bank account. Now, people say, oh, I can't do anything for them. Now, I did about 24 entries. So let's just say, for instance, it would have taken me 2 days to do it. It didn't. It took me probably about an hour at the most, mainly because I mucked it up and I deleted it and whatever. But let's say it took me an hour. That's £170 an hour. Let's say it took me 8 hours. That's a daily rate of £170. Let's say it took me 2 days working 8 hours a day. That still works out at, £85 a day. For doing nothing, just for filling in that form on top of it. Now, one of the things, argument, not it's not really an argument, but it's one of the things that a lot of musicians say to me, Sarah, you know who you are, said, oh yeah, but what? How do they know that you're doing the gigs? That's not my problem. Like I say, how do the PRS know that you're not making it up? That's not my problem. I'm the musician. I don't make it up, for starters, but that's not my problem. That's their problem. I'm not going to not do it because there's a chance that I could make up. You see what I mean? So, if you are a singer-songwriter, if you are a songwriter, if you're out there performing your own songs, either with a band, if you're in a band and you're playing somebody else's songs, there's a thing called PPL which you can get into. All these things, the money's there. The money's actually there waiting for you. There are people like me that go, oh, thank you very much. I'm entitled to that money. I shall take it. I shall take that money. And there's other people that go, I can't be bothered. Can't be bothered to fool the foreman. I don't want free money. I've got too much money. I've got too much money. If I have any more money, it's going to be a burden to me. So if you know somebody, or if you're in a pub or something like that and you get chatting to a musician, say, well, you're doing your own stuff. Are you a member of the PRS? Are you logging this down? Because you can get money for this. It works out about £6 a gig. Yeah, about £6 a gig. Now, that's probably going to cover your expenses. Let's be honest with you, if you're playing. Festivals, the little festival things pay more. Now, I know for a fact that when I did this festival in Basingstoke, the people that were organising it, which were the Hampshire Wildlife Trust, they had to pay money to the PRS for a PRS licence. Yeah, so they paid that money. So you can either just sit back and go, oh, I can't be bothered to fill that form in. Let the PRS keep that money, which, to be honest, is probably in my favour, because the less people that claim the money, the more money there is for me, because there's a pool of money and a percentage of people that are claiming that money. So the more people that claim it, means the percentage goes down. Sorry, I'm playing about with a large piece of blue tack. So actually, maybe you shouldn't join the PRS. That's it. Don't join the PRS. Don't claim for any money, right? So there'll be even more of it for me, okay? So don't join the PRS. Just leave it and I'll just have some more money. Right. Someone who I played a while ago, and I haven't played for ages, I only played one track, is a guy called Jason James. Jason James is he's a singer-songwriter. He's a singer-songwriter from Portsmouth. And I wonder if he's in part of the PRS. Let's hope he isn't, because he's very successful. This is a song by Jason James, and it's called Dusk Till Dawn, and it is quite marvellous.
I felt the sparks fly, sticking the wheel of dice, begin to fantasize a world of you. I felt my pulse race. He rushed straight to my face, mind in a haze. Don't act like you're shy. I'm feeling energy, tension inside of me, attraction, ecstasy. Body starts to cry. I feel you draw me in. Lost battle I can win. Think you could be a sin, cause I can feel the chemistry between you and me. Set your body free, lose yourself with me.
All night,
breaking rules
tonight,
tasting pure
paradise
tonight.
We gon' end.
If you want
wild and free,
come on,
can't escape.
Yeah, I'm your horn.
From dusk till dawn,
from dusk till dawn,
from dusk till dawn,
from dusk till dawn.
I feel the flame.
I shoot my heart, it yearns. Give in to every urge. A love that could light the sky. I feel my body shake. Electric, I can wait. So don't procrastinate, cause baby, I can't wait no more. Let's break all the laws. It's my body roars. Baby, give me more.
Tonight,
we gon' party
all night.
Breaking rules
tonight,
tasting pure
paradise.
Tonight,
we gon' end.
Inhibitions free. Break it down with me. Don't stop.
Cause the night is young and we just begun, and we're having fun till we see the sun.
Tonight
we gon' party
all night,
breaking rules
tonight,
tasting pure
paradise
tonight.
We gon' end.
If you want
wild and free,
until dawn,
can't escape.
Yeah, I'm your boy.
From dusk till dawn,
from dusk till dawn,
from dusk till dawn,
from dusk till dawn.
You're you're talented and sexy, and you're listening to Is This Thing On.
That was a cracking little track, that was, wasn't it? Hey, Jason James, Dusk Till Dawn. Beautiful, quite beautiful. Right, now, this is a nice little track. I played this a while back too. It's called Holding Up the World, and this is Flea Roy.
American girl, holding up this world, why don't you let down when I come around? American girl, why you work so hard? You know it ain't a crime, take a break sometimes. American girl, oh baby, my clothes are too big, cause I ain't been eating. The bed's still made, cause I ain't been sleeping at all since you won't call. But my shoes wore thick, cause I can't stop pacing. My heart gave out, cause I can't stop racing. I'm out here waiting for you, American girl, holding up this world, why don't you let down when I come around? American girl, why you work so hard? You know it ain't a crime, take a break sometimes. American girl, somebody who can love and please him. Everybody needs a clan, going into battle by her side. Even Joan of Arc could've used a hand, somebody who could take a stand, somebody she could understand.
Twitter.com. I talked over myself. It was bound to happen, wasn't it? That was Flea Roy and Holding Up the World. Now, the next song is by Heidi Cole, and it's called Lay Me Down With Your Hands. And I owe her this. I sent out an email today, last week, and it went to too many people. You know when you do that reply to all? I did that, and it all got very, very confusing. One of the people that replied was this Heidi Cole, and said, did you play me? Did you play me? And I hadn't, but I am now. Anyway, Heidi Cole, Lay Me Down With Your Hands. Beautiful.
Lay me down with your hands, so I might sleep like a child. Stay beside me when I wake, so I might walk in my grown wild. When I see you give direction, when I ask, you lend a hand. And when I turn and look behind me, you remind me who I am. with your arms, guide me safely towards the dawn. Touch me gently when I stir, lift me higher, make me strong. When I seek, you give direction. When I ask, you lend a hand. And when I turn and look behind me, you remind me who I am. When I seek, you give direction. When I ask, you lend a hand. And when I turn and look behind me, you remind me who I am. So lay me down with your hand, so I might sleep like a child.
Hi, this is Clara Barker, and you're listening to Nick Tan's fabulous podcast, Is This Thing On?
Lovely that, wasn't it? Very nice. And I'll be playing Clara Barker's Christmas single next week. I'm not going to play it now. I know, I should be playing it now, shouldn't I? But I just, no. There's two tracks I'm going to play. That's one of the Christmas tracks I'm going to play. And then there's a favourite track of mine I'm going to play. A favourite Christmas track I'm going to play. It's a brilliant, brilliant track. Next week when I do Matt Stevens special. It's the Matt Stevens special. Anyway, this is special. This is Buzz. This is Mahatra. We'll be right back.
Hello. Is this thing on? Hello. Oh, yes. Is This Thing On? Is a podcast from Nick Tan of the UK. This is Alan Wentz. That is Wentz. And I hope you enjoy this lovely podcast from Nick. Cheers.
Alan Wentz, because I always get his name wrong. Alan Wentz, not Alan Vents, Alan Wentz. Thank you very much, Alan. Someone's name who I do get mixed up sometimes is this guy called Mac Woven. And it's not Mark Woven, it's Mac Woven, M-A-K Woven. And a great track. It's called Give Me the Wind. I'm sorry, I can't help it. It's called Give Me the Wind. Mac should have thought of a different title because it's too comedic for me. It makes me laugh too much. Okay, this is Mac Woven and Give Me the Wind. Mac Woven gives me the... Give Mac...
Fields were cut, May, then June. August faded to a quarter moon. Young love came, was gone too soon. Rain against my skin. Snow from the north on its way. Sunset ends another day. Time to go, but I wish I could stay. I paid for all my sins, so just give me the wind. Give me the wind. I wanna feel it again. So just give me the wind. I remember and never forgot words I was taught. Gold is what you got. Someone lets you in. Had a dog kept me company. Learned from him, he learned from me. When he died, it set him free. I lost my best friend, so just give me the wind. Give me the wind. I wanna feel it again. So just give me. This world is changing, so is the sky across this horizon. Years have passed me by. I have walked this earth wishing I could fly. Maybe there's a chance. Maybe there's a chance. Yesterday's heat, climb this mountain, rocky and steep. Lay me down, my soul to keep, cause this road's come to an end. So just give me the wind.
Hey everybody, this is Salmi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick's Tan. Nick, fuck, I'm going to do it again. That's the one he's going to use.
I want to feel it again. Oh, Mac, why did you do this to me? You write a beautiful song like that, and it makes me laugh. I'm very, very sorry, but I can't help it. I'm British, and we laugh at such things. Parker Ainsworth sent me this track a few weeks ago, and it's called Time to Let Go. So, let's listen to it. See, that's why I'm not on radio.
Me and Mama driving, don't know why she's crying out again. It's trees are passing by, planes up in the sky and on a wind. She reaches for the dial with the edges of a smile full of grace. Turn up the song so we both can sing along while Dad's away. Oh, let go has been. There's nothing there for you, my friend. Moved out to the city to be closer to the love that I found. Greatest one I'd ever known, deserving of a scepter, throne, and crown. But our fears became it all, like a shattered waterfall of glass and gray. Blessed mirrors that we've been, came reflections of two strangers gone astray. Yes, it's time to let go. I can't believe all the pain we caused, delivered to the ones we love the most. I didn't even know, I didn't know how I've been out of ghost. Of all of the ignorance I've condemned, now I can feel how hard it is when you live trapped by your judgments and blinded by a feel of not knowing. Now as I trust it all by choice and gratefully surrender to the source, everything is perfect as it is, all within a magic universe. It's time to let go. It's time to let go. Let go has been. There's nothing there for you, my friend. Oh, let go of what has been. There's nothing there for you, my friend. It's time to let go. It's time.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
And that's exactly where you should be going, because you need to go and buy some of these people's music. If you can't buy their music, look, just go on the website. Click on some links, because on the website for this podcast, there will be a post for this particular episode, and I painstakingly go through. I type all these names out and I find all their websites and I link to their website. So go and find out about them, or just go and like their page. People would like it if you'd like their Facebook page. I don't mind if you don't like my Facebook page, to be honest with you. I'm a little bit ambivalent about that sort of thing. I don't think it does any good except to go, oh, look, I've got 300 likes on my page. And I think, well, Yeah, and how many pages have you liked? Have a think. How many pages have you liked, and how many pages do you go back and revisit that you're really interested in? I don't know. I'm funny about that. Twitter, completely different. I want 3,000 followers by January the 1st, please. I'm getting there. I've got about 140 to go. So just another 140 followers. I want 3,000. I'm a big Twitter fan. Love, love, love. Did I tell you this? I love Twitter. So come on. There's also a Twitter account for the podcast, which doesn't really get an awful lot. So I won't worry about that. You can follow that one if you like. I do tweet out from there sometimes, but normally it's the Nick_Dan one that does it. Right, one more track to go before I do one. A brand new track from me. Well, a brand new reworking of a track. I did a gig yesterday, and one of the things I'm trying to do is to build up my repertoire of songs, so I've got a nice big set of 2 hours worth of my songs. And I tried one of my songs yesterday. Was it yesterday? No, Sunday. And it didn't work. It was an old song, and I've kind of moved on a little bit from when I first wrote it. Anyway, I'll tell you a bit about that. No, I won't tell you a bit about that now, because I'm going to go straight into it after this next track. So I thought, I need to rewrite this song to make it a little bit more me now. And so I'll do that. So I'm going to play this last song at all. This song by Dawl and the Forefathers, which is When Will the Children Learn, which is absolutely bloody brilliant. Blinding little track, that. And then I'm going to finish up with one of those songs. I'm just going to go straight into it, and then we're going to call it a day. And then next week's the Matt Stevens special, so I'm going to start working on that tomorrow. The song I'm going to do, what's it called? It's called Can't Stop Missing You. You won't miss that, because it says it a lot in the chorus. Right, well, thanks for listening. Sorry it's a bit late, but, you know, stuff happens. Christmas and me being very ill on vegetarian pate. Sorry to conjure that little image back up into your head again. Anyway, this is Dawl and the Forefathers and When Will the Children Learn, and I'll see you next week. Bye!
I finally found a damn good reason to storm ahead and not be burdened by the remains of the day. Their tongues have tattered, my words have stuttered, I've made my bed in many gutters, I've heard what a surging boredom that's simply just now time to waste. There's no time to waste. I want to scale the tallest towers and see the patch of grander flowers. I don't. Time.
the fifth time. Shed a tear as you were leaving. No, I'm not supposed to cry. Keep my feelings so well hidden. You know I'm not your ordinary guy. No, I can't stop missing you. You know I can't stop missing you. No matter how hard I try, I just can't tell a lie. Cause I just can't stop missing you. Can't stop missing you. No, 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 no. Packed your bags as I was watching. You didn't take that much at all. What you left me with was nothing except the writing on the wall. Cause I can't stop missing you. You know I can't stop missing you. No matter how hard I try, I just can't tell a lie. Cause I just can't stop missing you. Can't stop missing you. Can't stop missing you. Thought that someone would have warned me you could make me feel this way. Said in time I would forget you. I'd think about you. Think about you each and every day. You know I can't stop missing you. You know I can't. I can't stop missing you. No matter how hard I try, I just can't tell a lie. I just can't stop missing you. Can't stop missing you. Can't stop missing you. Can't stop missing you.
www.nicktan.co.uk. Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
This is the Posh Bird. And you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?